Moby Dick, The Lost Manuscript, written by Herman Melville, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Icon Ensemble.
Icon Audio Arts.
A whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how many, having nothing in particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a bit and see the watery part of the world. Whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, whenever I find myself pausing before coffin warehouses and bringing up the rear of every funeral I meet, and especially when my devils get such an upper hand that it requires a strong moral principle to prevent me from stepping into the street and knocking people's hats off, then I account it high time to get to sea. I suppose you are landsmen, of weekdays pent up in lath and plaster, tied to counters, nailed to benches, clinched to desks. I reckon if you but knew it, most of you cherish the same feelings towards the ocean. So it was one freezing Saturday night in December that I arrived on the island of Nantucket, a shirt or two in a carpet bag, my only luggage. I sounded my pocket and came up with so little that I walked waterwards, where the establishments become smaller and cheaper, until I came across a dim-lit, palsied old house whose sign had a poverty-stricken sort of creak to it. It read, "The Spouter Inn, Proprietor Peter Coffin."
My grandpa's has just come in after 4 years at sea. Not a bed unoccupied.
Oh, well, is...
Unless you had no objection to sharing a harpooner's blanket, have you? I suppose you are going a-whaling, so you'd better get used to that sort of thing.
Well, I don't like to sleep two in a bed, and if I ever do, I'd like to choose my companion myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?